Hey, roomies, it's Heather. Thank you so much for listening to The Dance Room. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a nice review, please, please, please. And most importantly, spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dog, whoever. We appreciate you.
When you got the urge, you gotta go full out.
So let's dance.
Welcome to The Dance Room with veteran dancers and choreographers Heather Morris and Ava Bernstein-Mitchell. Join Heather and Ava Flav as they share their stories, interview world-class dancers, and recap all your favorite TV dance shows right here on The Dance Room.
All right, well, welcome back, everyone. I am Heather Morris, and somebody's next to me.
Ava Flav's back.
Hey! I'm back. And you're listening to The Dance Room.
Yes, we're here.
Oh my gosh. So happy you are back.
I'm happy
to be
back.
We've missed you so much.
I've missed you. Steve, hello. I've missed you as well.
Yes. And the world is exploding because you are back. Oh. And also, we are sitting across from a very special guest.
The most requested.
The most requested.
Yes. Yeah. Here by like, popular demand.
Right. And exactly. Also because you're a great friend. But,
I love that.
You know, that's the most important part. But yeah, the internet is probably exploding right now.
We have Naya Rivera in the studio.
We didn't even say her name.
No,
Naya Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, awesome. Guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the dance room, the room of dance.
I love it.
Even though there's no dancing involved right now, but we could always bring it in here and just go for it. Okay, so on the dance room, we do this little dance break thing where we just keep, it's an icebreaker. We get people excited and we just break the ice.
Okay.
So we give like a 2-way count dance break.
Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Body roll.
Head flip.
Head.
Body.
5 and 2.
Down.
And 4.
Bang,
5, 6, 7, 8, and 1.
Shh. That's cute.
Boom. Down at the end.
Shade out. Shame. And then we're ready.
Yeah.
We're relaxed.
Now we're relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to do this thing at the beginning of the podcast. I like to ask a question of the day because I think it's really fun.
Okay.
If you could erase any song or dance move from people's memories forever, what would it be?
This is good.
Ooh. The Macarena.
Oh.
Good choice.
Why? Does it just come, like, where?
Just no.
Did you hate it?
Just no.
No.
You know?
I specifically remember being in third grade and, like, doing that dance in the gymnasium.
What?
Over and over and over again.
It was, because it was both. It was a dance song and a dance combined.
Yes.
I'm like... on every
much.
Like vacation song. Like,
oh, yeah. Right. You just imagine like the song going on and you're like tiptoeing away. Yeah. Bye.
Can't fight that feeling. Gotta go.
That was a good one.
Yeah. What about you, Ava?
I don't know.
Should we come back?
Yeah. If it pops, I'll spring it out. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Ooh, I know. Yeah. Mine is Marry You by Bruno Mars.
What? Oh, I think I want to marry you.
Oh, that's cute, though.
I know.
We do that song.
I know, and that's why I don't like it. It just burned into my brain, hearing it over and over again. You know when you do a job and you have to do it to one song for, like, a whole day?
Yeah, that
and
was
for
long.
Some reason, like,
no
that
parts.
Song, when I hear it, I'm like, next. Nope.
It's like a wedding song now.
No,
it gave people, I feel like, who can't really dance and like don't have rhythm, confidence.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
This is true.
You know,
no,
it really helped.
Before we did that, I felt that way about the song. And now I don't. Sorry, Bruno Mars.
I just love Bruno so much.
I
me
know.
Too. Sing
Ooh.
Me anything.
Did you see him in concert?
I did on
Ooh,
New Year's
right?
Eve in Vegas.
What?
So
mm-hmm.
good.
I know. Bruno.
I mean.
Hit me up.
Bruno.
Bruno.
You are. Okay, so we also do this segment called It's Booked and Blessed.
Yes.
Either you're having a great week and you're booked, like you're living and everything's great,
it.
Or you're fighting for your life. So, you know, not everything is going as great as it should be. You could be fighting for your life on the dance floor. I will go first.
Okay.
Booked and Blessed.
Frozen 2 is coming out, and I am such a dork, and I'm so excited. But we have this funny thing in our household where I pretend to be Elsa, and when I sing the song, Let It Go, I'm like, let it go, let it go. Ice is pretending to come out of my hands, so I, like, freeze the kids, and I freeze
they love
me.
It.
What?
Oh, I love it so much.
Oh, my God. So the commercial on Dancing with the Stars was on last night for Disney Frozen. Week. They did like everything was Frozen too.
Okay.
And so I was singing it, and Taylor was like really getting on my nerves, and I'm like, let it go.
Like Frozen. Just let it go.
I froze him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We gotta go.
So I'm booked.
Yeah.
I'm booked because Frozen 2 is out, and it's just out. My life. I'm just Disney is everything.
I will do a fight for life moment.
Fight for your life.
Okay, so you know, mom.
New mom.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, should be a month this week. Anyways, her wake hours are 2 to 5 a.m. And when I say she's awake, she's alert. She's either crying or she's up, and she just wants you there.
She's like, mommy.
2 to 5, though. Consistently. It's not like maybe like 2 to 3.
No, yeah.
It's for three hours.
At least she's consistent.
Right. So I know it's about to happen. I'm just like,
have you adjusted
your alarm?
No, I just want her to sleep. You're like, who gets up from 2 to 5, Mrs.?
Last night, though, she did. She woke up at 1:30, and then she went back down at 3:30. So I got a little power nap.
Ooh, it's a gift.
And then she woke up at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
well, you look great. You don't look tired
thank
at
you.
All.
Thank you.
If you could see her.
Not at all.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I needed that.
Yeah. And she started working. She's back to work.
I know. Do it, girl.
Yeah.
I was asking her, I was like, how do you guys do it?
And you, then just that, do.
You just do. And then not feeling bad about like leaving.
You have that.
Yeah, but
mommy guilt will always be.
Always.
Always. Always. Never not feeling guilty.
Okay. Well,
unless it's like that last hour of the night at 8 o'clock and you're like, okay, go to bed because I just need to be by myself.
Oh, I don't feel guilty at all.
No.
Early 6:30
no.
roll into the bed. Yeah. I'm like, listen.
It's just sleep.
Go back to
had
sleep.
Had a very long day.
The wide eyes.
Yeah. Huh?
Very long day.
You know what I need from you right now? Some understanding and
some R&R. Some understanding.
Might I add, we're all mothers here.
That's true. Yeah. The Mother Club.
The Mother Club. That's awesome.
What's it called? The First Wives Club.
First Wives Club?
I mean, that's not the same thing.
Fit Mom Club.
The Fit Mom Club.
Hey.
I know Naya has like a nice tracksuit on. Like she's super
I'm always
chic.
In Adidas too. I peeped your outfit. I was like,
it's the
Adidas
best.
Shoes on. Yeah, it is. Like, it's great.
It's so comfortable, and when I see it, you just grab it. You're like, it's a matching set. I know I'm fine.
You know? Absolutely. You know?
And they do good things for the environment. Like, they're always with, like, recycled plastics. And
I love that.
Oh, yeah. The shoes are, like, remade. So,
really?
I mean, I'm on board.
Oh, great. Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Naya? What is your booked and blessed? Or are you fighting?
Well, so far, I'm booked.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Booked and blessed.
I mean, doing a cookie party today, just hanging out with Josie.
Party. So what constitutes, like, what do you do at a cookie party?
Yeah. We're just, like, decorating for, like, Halloween.
Oh, like Halloween cookies
and
stuff like that?
Halloween cookies and, like, haunted house from Trader Joe's. And
cute.
He's, like, actually dressed as Jack Skeleton right now, like, full pinstripe suit, guys.
It is.
With tails.
Are you guys doing pumpkin carving? Do you guys do that yet?
Not doing that.
It's too messy.
Too much with the kids, you know, and like the knife thing.
Yeah.
Like,
the knife thing is real.
Too early to.
So we just have like markers and safe stuff.
Yeah. Safe stuff. Like the Target $3 thing that you find in the first aisle and you grab it and you just like paste it on.
Totally.
I love it.
And the cookies are already made.
Oh, pre-made
Shout
cookies.
Out Gelson's.
We just decorate. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. We just decorated yesterday our house, and it is just magical. Nobody in our neighborhood decorates, and it makes me so frustrated because Halloween is my favorite holiday in the whole world. I love Halloween, and nobody in my neighborhood decorates.
That's lame.
It's so lame. Oh, my God. So get this. This is just like mommy gossip. But so I have a neighbor. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast. But I have a neighbor who we were talking about Halloween and what we wanted to do. And she was like, yeah, the neighborhood's super boring. Like, nobody goes out and trick or treats. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Well, we'll probably still go out anyways. I'm like, but you know what would be super fun is what we used to do in our old neighborhood where people would, like, pass out drinks and sit out front in the garage and, like, you know, hang out as adults and also do candy.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, cool. I get an email the next day to an invite for her. Her Halloween party.
She's doing it?
She's hanging out in the front of their garage and passing out drinks. And I'm like, okay.
I hate that.
Work.
Okay. She stole your idea.
I mean, listen, moms.
You know me.
I was like, moms do that. Moms do that.
She wanted to be the cool one on the block.
She was the cool one on the block.
Ooh. I mean, I know of a mom just today that possibly lied to me about being sick But I heard she's also having some sort of costume get together at her house.
Wow. Oh, so you invited people to the party right. and then she has yeah. her own going on mm-hmm. on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Shady moms. Like, just be upfront about things.
Right?
That's all. Dude, that just be real.
Like a
do you?
TV,
do you?
TV movie stuff. That really happens.
It really happens.
Yeah.
Mom's Taylor's surprised. Like, we're just going to show up to that party and we won't have to do a thing. We won't have to.
I love that Taylor's like also a little butthurt. He's like, yeah. You know what?
So just a little, we're going to sprinkle in a little dance news and reviews. Jenna Dewan Tatum is actually hosting a new dance show called Flirty Dancing on Fox.
Yes.
Whoa.
It
very
is
excited about this.
Like a BBC network thing coming to the States, which they love to do. But it's like, how would you explain it? It's like a dating show where people get to they don't meet each other and they have like a blind date, but they are set up with their partner and they have to learn a dance beforehand, and
yes.
then when they finally meet they do this dance together
for the first time. Yes.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
My gosh.
They did say the problem with this has been they're falling in love with their partners.
Oh,
they're falling in love with like the pre-rehearsal partner.
Yeah,
that's which of course amazing. You are because you're spending yeah. the most time with these people
yeah.
And like
dancing,
building
is,
an intimate,
you know, intimate
thing.
That
and
is,
if they're a dancer,
yeah.
they're probably like hot.
Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly. And their shirts are off, and they're
yeah.
like,
oh, it's a thing.
Spending
yep.
all this time.
That's gonna be so cute. I love that idea.
I know. And Jenna Dewan is hosting it, so we'll keep an eye out for when.
Do we have a date?
We don't have a date yet.
Okay.
No, they just released that it's
going to
be on Fox, so it'll be a Fox show. We'll see what happens with everything else. We don't.
Yes.
You can see how much fun we have. So I want to kind of, maybe we could just start getting into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
With, you know, you being here. I don't have to introduce you. I mean, I could.
I mean,
so.
You should.
Okay. Well, yeah. Naya Rivera, which we all know, is a multi-talented and multifaceted actress, singer, Ooh. Writer, mother, and wildly known for her role as Santana on Glee, and also as one of my dearest friends. She started out on ABC sitcom Royal Family when she was 4.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, child
yeah.
star.
Yes, child star.
Come through, child star.
And has continued on her streak of being a musical threat on the phenomenal dance show Step Up High Water,
Yay.
Where you know her as the character Colette Jones. And also, she has her own clothing line, JoJizzy.
JoJo and Izzy, yes.
JoJo and Izzy, which both of my kids are obsessed with.
They are so cute. She sends me pictures of them, like,
oh my God,
in the
it.
Outfits, and they, like, personalize and make it their own.
Yeah, it's like this cool, like, smiley
so
face,
cute.
But, like, it looks like a spray paint
yeah.
or something
oh, yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I love it. We have it on this sweatshirt, and we're, like, really into it now for fall, and
Amazing.
It's pretty cool. It's,
oh,
like, black brunette.
It's, like,
out.
Stylish.
I know.
Like,
I gotta give you a bunch of baby stuff
sure.
for your little girl. We have
yeah.
onesies and stuff that are so
love
cute.
It. Would love it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I always feel bad because we're always hanging out and we never do our fans a solid and take like a selfie. Or
never.
We never.
Oh.
We're the worst at it.
Because we hate doing that anyway.
Yeah.
This is not who, like, I'm
yeah,
not that
like,
person.
We're
really
you know?
Hanging out. It'd be like so weird. Like,
yeah.
here, let me show you.
Like, let's take a selfie.
We're hanging out. Plus,
yeah.
we're like always so busy because the kids are
yeah.
around, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're like walking out with chicken.
Yeah.
Walking around with chickens. Walking around
well,
like chickens with
their
heads
cut
off.
There we go. We found it.
We found it.
Yes. Got it. Got it.
Yes. So we met on Glee. You had already done the pilot, and in the first episode, you had learned Say a Little Prayer. And from that day on, you were learning like full dance numbers.
Bark.
But you actually weren't necessarily prepped that you were going to be learning choreography or being a dancer.
Oh.
What was that like to start picking up that art form that you were not experienced at?
It was... I'll say, when we had to do, like, numbers, you know, all together, it was a lot more comfortable because mm-hmm. none of us were, like, trained dancers.
Yeah.
But then I was a cheerio, one of the cheerleaders,
mm-hmm.
and that was a bunch of professional dancers.
Yeah.
And
everybody
so when,
hired
yeah.
to be a cheerio
yeah.
was a professional dancer,
so then
except
when
for
we
you.
Did those numbers. You are, yes.
Well, yeah, that's what my job was.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, what do you mean jump splits? Like,
okay.
Like, give me the night. Let me see what
okay,
I can
bye.
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that was really intimidating.
Yeah.
But also I think made me better, you know?
Right. So did you feel like you were struggling with it at first and then
oh,
after
yeah.
a while?
There were a lot of like at home, after work, long hours. I'd go home and put in more long hours
yeah.
just trying to, you know, fake it till I make it. And I listen, to this day, guys, I have the left split.
Hey, you got that left split?
I got that left split.
Yeah. Well, I feel like now you're kind of a professional dancer in a sense.
I mean,
it keeps following
the
you.
The lowest level.
It keeps following you.
Yeah, it does. Almost like, I know. I'm it, always dancing now.
Glee kind of prepped you for your role on Step Up High Water as Colette. How did that job come about? Did you audition for it? Like,
no.
Well, no.
So the story is like hilarious. You know Adam Shankman.
Yeah.
We worked together a bunch on Glee and we really hit it off and have been friends ever since. And it's a joke. The story goes, one day I was just driving around L.A. in the summer doing really nothing. And I have a BlackBerry that I charged up and there was a text from Shankman on it going, hey, do you have a summer gig? I go, no, why? Do you have one for me? I walk dogs. I'm really good
with
kids.
Dogs. Was it really a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the BlackBerry.
Nice. Like a Pearl or like... like a newer one.
No, just like like an old one from eBay. You know the trap phone?
Oh, yeah.
I miss
like a burner phone?
Honestly.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So dog walking, Starbucks, anything. I'll make you a coffee. Like,
I go, I occasionally sing, dance, and act. if you have anything in that lane.
You know,
make cookies.
Like, well, if I get my way, you might have something in that lane. And I go, okay. And he goes, stay tuned.
Word.
And then he called me back like 15 minutes later and was like, so there's a show I'm doing. We're already here in Georgia filming, and it's Step Up, and it's Jenna Dewan producing, and Lionsgate TV, and on YouTube, their original streaming platform. And he was like, you would basically be playing this character that, like, runs the school, and Neo's on it, too. And I'm like, really? Yeah, oh, this sounds awesome.
Like, yeah, okay. Okay.
And I'm like, so when are you thinking? He's like, probably, like, next Wednesday. We're going to and that next
Can you
Wednesday,
come out in, like,
yeah,
hours,
I was on my way there.
Yeah, I love that.
That is shot the first
crazy
season.
Yeah. Did you have to jump in and start doing like dance numbers again?
No. So luckily, I'm like the Mr. Schuster of this situation.
Right.
Like, I'm the teacher and overseer of the dance school.
Yeah, so yeah, you like I come just, in and you're like,
yeah, I get
you
to walk
to...
in and be like, five, six,
yes,
show,
yes,
me,
yes,
just,
yes,
show me, show me. Oh, it sucks. And then walk out.
Nice. Yeah. What is it like working with dancers all the time? Like, you know, you had me.
Yeah.
We were always together and you kind of got a glimpse of it when I would like strip all of a sudden and be naked and you're like, okay, Heather, like, what
yes
is happening?
It's great. I mean, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have a good time.
Yeah. And very professional. Like, literally, they'll come and do numbers, and I'll be like, when did you learn that?
Right.
'Cause, like, I didn't hear about your rehearsal or anything, and you've been working, and they just nail it. And we have some really, really talented dancers on the show who, oh, my God, the things that they can do.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What's her name?
Jade.
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 Mm-hmm. Jade. I have, like, a dance girl crush on her.
What? Yeah. She's been insane always.
Always.
She's like flipping. She's this.
Uh-huh.
She did a number last season in season two underwater, and they taught her in like a day to basically scuba dive, and she had to dance, but then like not breathe and breathe on time, or else her lungs would explode. Yes,
she's like, I'm
and
game.
It's the most graceful, most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You have to check it out on
she's
YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Okay,
oh my
it's
god,
the coolest number.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
I am. Yeah, that's, it's really, really cool to watch everyone. And
yeah,
the cast is great, and we have a blast.
So, how much time do you have to spend in Atlanta when you? Or Georgia.
Yeah.
When you shoot it.
It's normally like 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just
to do, because we were doing 10
there
episodes. Yeah. So we just move over there and shoot and then come home.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are moving from YouTube. Now you're going to go over to potentially another network.
Potentially. I'm not allowed to say
yeah, there's
anything,
no like...
But I will let you know. Don't count us out.
Yeah. Don't count us out. But they will be back and we're excited.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal.
Step Up is
a huge deal.
It is. It was like, it's, you know, the franchise. Movie franchise is huge.
Yeah.
And so obviously that's great that we get to, you know, pick up where they left off with a built-in audience.
Yeah.
People love it.
For sure. So, like, back to the fact, you know, working with dancers and how open they are, like, also not physically but mentally, they're super open and also really loyal human beings, which is why I think you and I got along so well on the set. I think we're both very consistent, very loyal, dependable people. But I know a lot of people in LA cannot be so dependable. And you actually talked about growing up as a child actor in LA, your book Sorry Not Sorry, which I loved.
Thank you.
Obsessed with it. I just like want to talk about that book because I feel like it deserves it. But there were a lot of
I'm going to read it.
You are going to read it.
Right?
It is so funny.
I will put that in the package with the baby out.
I have one for you.
Just in case, let me write it down.
But there are a lot of mental pressures that go with growing up in LA and being a child star and doing all that. How did that help shape who you are now?
Wow. It's who I am, you know, like it's all I've ever known. And so I think that was a blessing, you know, to like learn how to have a very good work ethic from a very young age, learn how to respect everyone that you're working with. You know, you're a part of a cast. It's not just you. And then, you know, performing, because singing is really one of my passions and I just love to do that. And then with Glee, getting to actually be like in these big numbers and like basically music videos, like you know, like that really helped shape me as like a performer and helped a lot with my confidence because I had like major stage fright before.
Interesting.
I mean,
so
I was
like
comfortable
on a stage, but a set it's different.
Yeah.
So what happens to you when you're on a stage?
I mean, I get super nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my god, you know? Because like, especially I think that singing component of it too, and then
singing
dancing on top of it, you're like,
when you hear yourself on a microphone out loud, like projected to other people, it throws
you're just thinking of so many things. You're like, you don't want to forget the steps, you don't want you want to like be flat or sharp, and it's
that
like a whole thing
of your story about your audition.
My audition.
What? Sexy laugh.
What audition?
I auditioned for The Little Mermaid Live, which is out. It's now announced. Like, it's coming out.
Amber's in it. Right?
Is she?
Work.
I'm not surprised.
I think so.
Fact check?
Amber
Riley?
Amber Riley?
Doing it?
Oh my gosh. And Heather had to sing.
So I had to do this audition
Like recently?
No, this was like in October.
Like
August.
A month ago or something. Yeah.
It was the beginning of August. And they were doing like the dancer auditions, but I originally had gotten called to sing. And like for me, singing, I grew up in chorus, but I stopped singing and I stopped training my voice when I was like 14 years old. Like it just never kept going with me, which I always regret and it sucks. But so I got called to the singing part and I haven't been doing vocal lessons or anything. Like it's just been on the back burner. And I said no. I'm like, I'm not gonna go in and suck. I don't want to put something on tape that's terrible. So then I went to the dancer audition and the producer pulled me aside into a room and was like, hey, would you come and do the singing portion of this? We know that you you know, you have experience. We'd love to have you come do this. And then what am I gonna say at that point? Like no. Which I should have. And so I went back the next day, did the dancer call for like 4 hours, was doing great. Like I was like in it. I felt really confident. And then the singing portion comes. And I also felt super confident, maybe coming from dance, doing the singing portion. And then I got in the room and there was a microphone and all the producers and the assistants were like in the front. And I did not think there was going to be a microphone, but like the second I heard my voice
come through. Did you choose
through,
the song?
No.
Or was it like a Little Mermaid
song? It was a Little Mermaid song.
Which one?
It was like, oh, we are the dawn of the Tritons.
Oh my gosh.
Who loved us and trained us.
You would be perfect as one of those sisters.
Right.
You look just like her.
So
reconsider, folks.
Reconsider. You only have like 2 weeks left, but maybe. So I had to go in and I had to start singing in the microphone. And the second I heard my voice, I was like shaking. I was freaking out. And I was like, this is not going well. Started singing and it was awful.
She said one of the assistants like grabbed her phone.
Grabbed, didn't like, know what to do with herself.
Stop.
Like grabbed her phone and was like trying to not look at what was happening.
Stop.
She even said, that was really bad. I'm sorry.
And they're like, that's okay. Do you want to do another song? Or do you need
that's okay.
Oh, man.
Do you have another really song you prepared? And
like,
I did. And I was like,
song?
Okay.
Another Little Mermaid song?
No.
Oh, please tell me.
I usually sing Fever because it's only three
that's
notes.
That's good.
You never know how much I love. Like, I can just sing it. That's great.
Done.
Yes. Boom. Still sucked.
Love that you know
that. Because I was still nervous.
I mean, once you bomb,
you know what I mean?
From singing live, it's so hard
it's
to come
so
back.
Hard. Your confidence
no.
is shot.
You're
so
like,
your vocals.
You should just leave at that point.
That's why they used to drag people off stage because they were saving them.
Okay,
just come
here.
Just come
on. Come
on. It's going to be better.
Oh,
I've never heard of this story, but somebody should have been there and pulled me off stage.
Oh, my
oh, I love
Do you have
it.
Any auditions like that where you were just like
have to.
What sticks out?
All the time.
Yeah. That is great.
All the time.
What is the, like, what do you hate most about auditions? Like, going
everything.
In the room?
Yeah. I said in my book that it's like, people would always ask me, like, what it's like to audition. I'm like, it's like standing in front of your family naked. Yeah. It's, like, so weird.
Ew, it is.
And they get, like, worse and worse, so, and you never know. And, like, it could be a production where people are, like, super suited up, and then there's, like, 50 people in the room. Yeah. You're like, why? I know all of you aren't making decisions.
Hello?
Like, you know.
All right.
And then they're still taping you. So I'm like, who else isn't here that we need to show this to?
Because
I'm pretty sure. We're in an auditorium.
We are going on Noah's Ark right now with every single person.
So it's always really nerve-wracking. And then sometimes you get, you know, the auditions where it's just the casting director's assistant
who's going to be like, who's eating
reading.
A sandwich.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, all right. With the thing, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, what is this?
Where are we connecting right now?
And now I also just want to be like, check the tape. Google it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Right.
Yeah. I did it well.
You know I can do it. You know I can do it.
You know I can
do it. Come on.
I loved when you
give me the run.
Yeah.
I like when you did a post for a song audition. What was that for?
Oh, yeah, for
West Side Story. And you're like, listen, I'm just going to put it on the internet for you. And
honestly,
you can watch it if you want.
It was like it was like a JoJo and Izzy like launch event. We had just launched this business that I started literally from the ground up. Okay. And I'm like a single mom. And so I'm running around doing all of that. And that was that day was the deadline to like get this audition in. And so I'm getting home. I'm putting Josie to bed. You know, he's upstairs. I'm like, oh, I got to sing it. I don't want to wake him up. I'm like all the way downstairs taping myself. And then I'm like, finally, I did it. I got a good cut that I liked. And I was going to send it off. I go, and I don't know anything about computers. This thing's like, oh, the file's too big for the email.
And is it Deuce? It's
due like, how do I do Dropbox? It's like 8 o'clock. Yeah. I'm like, here.
Explore here.
Instagram tag UTA. I don't know. Someone will see it. Yes.
Someone will download this.
They and can then I was the like shocked at the aftermath. And everyone thought it was like this big strategy. They were like, it's genius. And it's so funny because now some auditions
it
are
was
like,
genius.
They will say, do not put this or post this and don't post your audition anywhere.
Yeah.
An example.
Yeah.
Of Naya Rivera.
Yeah,
I
guess.
I think it was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's a great way to do it.
It's still up on the page.
It's still up on that page. I love it.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Thank you so much for listening to The Dance Room. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a nice review. And most importantly, spread the word. We appreciate you. So going back to talking about auditioning, tell us a story about the audition for Glee, because you talk about it in your book.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this story because it's like everybody, what they wish would happen in audition.
Well, which part?
Well, because you said that you like went to go audition and you were just so over auditioning at that point that like you actually smoked a cigarette.
Yeah. I was like annoyed. I was about to like quit the business altogether, go to college, you know, like plan B time.
Word.
But I had to like get sheet music and this, and I didn't really know anything about the show.
Yeah.
So I was like sitting outside and we had to wait for a good 2 hours.
What?
It was like a very long wait.
Was it a bunch of people in a room together?
It was a bunch of, in a very small office, in Ryan's old office at Paramount.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm outside, I'm smoking right before I have to sing. I'm like,
everybody's like, whoa, she's smoking.
Who knows, man? Roll the dice and go in there and I sing Emotions, but the Destiny's Child version.
That's the only one I had in my head.
With all the runs.
Yes. Get it.
And I did all the runs. And I actually sang really well, did the lines. And I remember
maybe
what I was wearing.
Because you were so relaxed and you like were like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm having a cigarette.
It's been like hours. Well, also, because sometimes like in auditions where you can hear other people sing.
Oh, yeah.
used to be my favorite thing to do as a kid. I'd be like on all these Disney auditions and then listening. Be like next to the door, be like, no, she sucks. I got this. This is in the back. Whoa.
It really does help you, though.
It does.
When you're like, somebody
all right,
who's like,
guys.
Not great.
On the contrary, I don't watch people dance at a dance auditions because it psychs you out.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you see
scary.
Something they do and you're like, oh, I should do that. Or, oh, they did that and they got a lot of applause. So I don't watch.
They
anybody.
Don't make you watch?
Huh? Oh, no.
Oh.
I'll like this.
Oh, but
that,
yeah, but sometimes
away.
They do when you're in an audition and they like have groups go out and some people have
oh,
yeah. to stay in the
yeah.
room
oh, yeah.
and
no,
watch everybody go.
I'm literally saying I just look away.
Oh, you do?
I don't watch.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
Amazing.
You have to be in your own world. I have to watch.
Yeah.
I get excited and I get more energy from watching
oh, no.
people.
Yeah.
Sucks me out sometimes.
Well,
that is
auditioning,
great.
I mean, it's just like a world.
A little tidbit. I was in the pilot for Glee.
Amazing.
Yeah, I danced.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You were in the...
I can't remember.
You were in the... Not the New Directions, but what's the rivalry group?
The... Gosh, now all I'm thinking is Trouble Tones. No,
yeah,
it's not
true.
In the other school, I know. I know. But wasn't it Mercy?
The Adrenaline.
Vocal Adrenaline. Oh, vocal Adrenaline. Vocal. Steve knows before.
Yeah,
me.
Mercy, Vocal Adrenaline. Right?
Mercy. She was in Mercy.
Mercy. Oh, Mercy. Okay.
Yeah, like
oh,
Jeremy Hudson
awesome.
Was in it with you guys.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So those funny. In those blue dresses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and like partnering and everything.
Yeah, I remember seeing that number being like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Something's happening.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, I've been doing that.
There's a lot of talent here.
Splits.
Yeah.
Just the left split.
Splits. Yeah. Just the left.
Remember I told Zach that?
You're lefty, right?
She's like,
yeah,
I got this.
That's right.
He was like, all right. And then I would get shin splints all the
Oof,
time.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I remember like how hard the concrete was on that stage and our knees would hurt if we
oh,
had to like
yeah.
do any sort of anything on the ground. I was like, all right, I'm always
Do you remember when we had to dance
up.
In the rain?
That was
for,
fun,
with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Kicking and splashing.
Oh. Yeah. But by that 12th hour and everybody was like soaking wet, everybody was sitting down
yeah.
and like not excited
yeah.
about it.
Like, yeah.
No fun. Okay, so let's talk about being a mom
mm-hmm.
and the struggles with
let's.
Scheduling
Ugh.
And everything. I mean,
the
being
logistics.
A mom in general, it's just real.
Right?
I feel like my biggest hurdle is the fact that I get like a limited number of hours in the week because my kids go to school for a couple hours. Everything has to fit in that couple hours. And you, I feel like you strive at that. Like, I feel like that's where
really?
You do good.
Oh, mm. thank you. Well, listen, I am like speeding. It's like, let's go. Like,
I'm
mama's got
in.
4 hours. Maximize this time.
Yeah.
And then also I'll like stretch it. Like, there was no time in the day to work out. And
mm-hmm.
I was just feeling so bad about myself. I'm like, okay, you know what? I got to then wake up earlier. Like, I got to
mm-hmm.
rearrange. And so then I'd be like up and working out by 7 to be back for pick up for school to get him
wow.
to school by 9 and then I was like okay I'm done with
so do you do like
out.
The gym workout with like does he go to daycare at the gym
he no I would like have my nanny come at 6 so
yeah.
I'd be like okay I'm sacrificing help for the end of the day
right
and I'll move
beginning.
It up to the beginning
yeah
just so I can do this and get myself in shape and you know luckily she's really helpful and flexible so
yeah
nice
so speaking of working out because you do have like that hot mom bod everybody wants how do you do that? How do you stay so fit and like...
Oh, it's so hard.
I love
it's
the honesty.
So hard.
It's
we used
so
to do this
hard.
Thing when we'd see each other and you'd be like, oh my God, you look so skinny. Do you remember that?
I still do
and,
that to
yeah.
like a lot of people.
Yeah. yeah. And
Hi.
You'd be like, no, but
oh,
you, look
wow, you look
so skinny.
Maybe it's because you look really skinny. It's like the best compliment.
Oh, yes.
If someone said that to me, it'd make
yeah.
my whole day.
Yeah. You're doing them solid.
Yeah. No, right. how do I do? Okay, so here's the thing. I like fell off for so long and I had not worked out in a year.
No.
Legit.
Oh
a
my
year.
God.
Like, what's wrong with you, Naya?
But it's hard. Like, you're balancing a lot of things.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
could fly by. So.
Exactly. So I was like, I got to do like a 6 day a week thing. I got to consistently
oh,
do
right.
this. And I put myself on like counting macros, you know,
okay,
diet
yeah.
and I was eating really clean and it took about a month, so I only had to do the 6 days for a month.
Mm.
And then after that I could scale back a little bit, but I was also doing like spin twice a week,
what?
Trainer twice a week, and then my own gym stuff.
So when you say like dieting and like, you know, having a special diet,
mm-hmm.
what is your go-to? Like, what do you like to put in your body? Or
it'd be like salmon, Japanese yams, and
what's a Japanese yam?
Leanna talked about those and I cannot find
so
them.
So delicious.
They're like,
oh my gosh, they're at the, I think they're at a couple stores.
You have to fly them from Japan.
so I have them imported. Straight from Japan to my doorstep. Just like clean, you know, like a balance of healthy fats and like a little bit of carbs and then obviously protein. I found there's this company called Women's Best, the best protein powders like ever. So I'll put it in my oatmeal.
That's good because I don't like protein powders.
Me either.
I can't get into it.
Yeah, no, and they have like a Slim Body Shake that I'll like eat.
More notes are happening with Ava.
That I'll like drink in the afternoon, you know, and it really just like helped like not eat overeat at night or like not crave like the things that I shouldn't be eating. So
So hard work, y'all. There's no shortcut.
Hard work, no shortcut. No.
So it's not like it just happened overnight for you. You actually like put in the work.
Still put it in.
And you get to wear those damn sexy bathing suits.
Once you reach your goal and you're like, oh my gosh, this is how I looked, then you're like, I can't. And then if you like slip up, you're like, wait, what's the point? Why is it so easily gone?
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why? Do you still get to enjoy some drinks at night, or did you have to let go of drinking altogether?
Well, I did let go of drinking altogether for the month that I was like going super hard, and then I like eased up, and you know, my drink of choice is pretty clean. So
Tell us your drink of choice.
I am a Grey Goose martini girl.
Ooh. Always has been.
Always.
Consistent. I'm telling you, she's consistent.
Like, won't even switch the type of vodka.
It's like a potato vodka, though, right?
I think it is. So isn't Tito's is, too,
Tito's.
Though, right?
Tito's is, like,
I'm not
all
a
the rage.
Tito's
it's
fan.
The cleanest.
I know.
Really.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't do vodka at all.
Like,
vodka is,
like,
drink?
The one. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't drink.
No, I'm an occasional drinker, for sure.
What's your drink of choice?
My drink of choice.
Are you a brown liquor girl?
I am.
I knew it.
I like the little Jack Daniels, Hennessy.
Hennessy.
It's smoother than Jack Daniels.
Hennessy's actually delicious.
Yeah. I didn't realize the difference, but I'm like, oh, I think I prefer Hennessy.
I can't tell you the amount of Hennessy people drank on the Beyonce tour, like when I was on there.
That
was
a lot of black people.
It was a lot of black people and a lot of Hennessy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I loved it. They're like, yeah, let's get some Hennessy. I'm like, let's do this.
Let's do it.
But if I'm at home, though, it's white wine. But I like fancy
nice,
drinks. White wine at home. I don't keep like a bar or anything. But if I go out, I like to try things.
Did you get to
like have you had?
Yeah, I do. I'm a signature cocktail.
Have you started drinking yet since you have had the Brooklyn Babes?
Not really. I think I had some
you're
wine.
Breastfeeding, right?
Yeah, I'm breastfeeding. So I think I had some wine one night.
Pump and dump.
I pumped and then I fed her from the pump.
Did you test
from
it?
The huh?
I love those test strips.
No.
They have like a booze test strip.
Yeah, but then what you do is you just I was actually doing a wine tasting with my brother-in-law because he is a liquor salesman, and he we were doing wine tasting with his sister-in-law, and she was like, oh, you know what I just do is I just take all my like my reserve milk and I just mix it in with my boozy milk.
Work.
And I mix it together. Dilute it.
That's hilarious. She's like, at night.
Really?
So they sleep.
What's going to happen?
So exactly. She's like, he's a very calm baby.
Oh my God.
Do we actually know what would happen?
It's
if
so minute. It's
like breastfed. Yeah. They're not really getting a lot of it, so what happens?
Wine is fine because they say, like, during pregnancy that you can still have wine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would have cocktails and then, like, breastfeed.
And then breastfeed.
That seems a little aggressive.
No way.
No.
Seems really aggressive.
No way. Yeah.
So just we're,
getting the baby wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of just want to go deep for a minute because I feel like your fans just know so little about you. And I know you're a private person because I'm the same way. What inspires you?
I don't know. I think just knowing that, like, I know this is going to sound like really, really awful, but like I inspire me sometimes, you know, like
that's great.
Just have being in this business for so long and knowing that like there's always another route. There's always a way to find something to do there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like creatively feeds myself, you know, like creating the kids line was something I did after finishing Step Up season one. And I'm like, okay, there's a way to still like do things that satisfy me. And, you know, aside from just waiting around for the next
gig. Because it can kill you. It's like,
And
just
then, like,
waiting and also doing it like everyone else too. Yeah. It doesn't always work out that way.
It never works out.
No.
You know, like I found that just being myself and like, you know, the path that I've like paved for myself has always been the best. Can't try to be like
get it,
else.
Mama. Yeah. So you do have this clothing line, Izzy. JoJo and Izzy.
JoJo and Izzy.
JoJo and Izzy.
So where can we? What's the meaning behind it? Sorry. Oh, what's the meaning behind it?
Well, my son's name is Josie and his nickname's JoJo.
Oh.
And then Izzy is like an old alias of mine.
Oh,
so
work.
It's like him and me.
Oh, that's cute.
What is this alias?
Well, it was my Postmates name for a while.
I love that.
So people can find out who you were.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Cute.
But yeah.
And I had an email for a long time that was Satine Taylor Christensen or something like along those lines.
Remember, no one could ever email
you. No one knew who I was.
Nobody wants to type
that. But it was dance, you know?
It was the same email.
It was your same email. And then, but the name showed up and it'd be like, who is
this girl?
And people would always put on the group emails, who is this? And then she's like, it's me.
It's me, guys.
It got to the point where I had to stop using it because people did not understand who Satine was.
I didn't get it.
That's hilarious.
So if you try and find out who that is.
Speaking of aliases, I was trying to come up with my alias, I think a few days ago amongst my dance friends, and I was like, because everybody has a name they go, like give at Starbucks or you said, Postmates or whatever, and I don't have one. So they gave me Tiffany.
Tiffany. I have such a funny one now. I can't even say it.
Oh, okay, man. We don't want to know
because of Postmates.
And then my sister gave me one yesterday. Oh, but I forgot.
I kind of like Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany. What's the last name?
First name. Just solid Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Solid Tiffany.
Just Tiffany.
I like that.
They don't have last names.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would like to be with you when they say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ella Monroe. That's what my sister.
I like it.
She said
it. Sounds like a singer.
Yes, right?
A sinner.
It's named after her favorite actress and singer. So
that's amazing.
Ella Monroe.
Ella Monroe.
I like it.
Yes, huh? Shout out to my sister Nia. She
Ooh,
came
now
up
I need
with
to think about one.
Nia, don't kill me if I gave away your name. I'm sorry.
I mean, I might legally change my name.
You know?
Just really reinvent, you know?
You know, reinvent.
Shake Restart.
It yeah. Shake it up.
You know what I think? It's funny. My sister has her son, when he gets to like the 6 o'clock hour, he turns into like a whole new person. He's not like himself anymore.
Okay.
And she's always like, he reminds me of like a little frat kid. Like, you know, like a frat boys, how they just rage and they get, they like,
hysterical.
Their eyes are just crazy. And so we were trying to come up with a name
for
him.
For his frat name?
For his frat name. Oh, what would be a good frat name?
Brad.
Oh, I was just about to say Brad is like sort of the ultimate frat name.
Brad Alpha.
Oh, Brad Alpha.
Yeah. Brad
Derek.
For sure.
It's a Brad.
Ooh, Derek is
Derek.
Good.
Derek.
Derek. Send in those suggestions if you guys have any.
Yeah.
Get
your aliases together, guys.
Get it together.
We all need an alias.
We all need an alias.
Yeah. I used to have one for when I was drunk. Me and my friends
for
used
when
to
I was too. Drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. What was your name?
I don't even remember. It was like 13 years ago we made up these names.
Yeah.
Do you remember your name? You're looking at me like you know.
Yeah. They called me Norma Jean.
Okay.
Because
I totally, I have the picture. I get it.
Norma Jean.
Yeah.
Dana Wilson actually gave me that name. Shout out to you.
Norma Jean.
Yeah, that was my intoxicated name.
Was there a reason?
I just became really like flirty and loving.
Free.
Just like free.
That's so amazing.
Yes, this is like literally a decade ago though. So
that's
no judgment.
Mine was just like more white girl. Like it was just such a basic white girl. I wanted to say like Mackenzie, but it wasn't.
Yes,
you know
Mackenzie.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a game of rapid fire.
Okay.
Love rapid fire.
We like to try and make it as quick as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I will actually move this over so that we can do it.
Ready.
Okay. Ready. Go. Favorite viral video?
I don't have an answer for that either.
God, I already suck. I don't know. I'll come back to
okay,
that.
Okay.
Text or phone call?
Phone call.
Mm-hmm. Favorite fast food chain?
Chick-fil-A.
I knew it. A habit you have?
Everything.
Everything. Advice to your 40-year-old self?
Live it up.
Yes. Which isn't that far for us right now. I feel like
please don't say. Please don't say.
Window or aisle seat?
Aisle.
Oh, yeah, me too. Favorite smell?
New babies.
Oh,
my sister loves that too.
And great. Their whole room smells good.
Yes. You come into a house, the baby smell.
I
love that.
What about yourself would you never change?
My tell it like it is attitude.
Absolutely. It's what I admire about the most. Biggest pet peeve?
Liars.
Yeah. Favorite on-set snack? Crafty Kryptonite.
Oh, like a hummus avocado toast if you make it inside the craft.
Work.
Yeah, it was like a whole
word.
Look at that. Hummus avocado toast. But this was like a thing when we were
yes,
on set. Like
I know.
Going in and making like the hummus
so
plates
good.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And then somebody come in and everybody be like, ooh, what do you have?
Yeah. Ooh, what's that? What's
yeah.
That?
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk.
Mmm, I didn't expect that.
If your house is on fire, what three things would you run back in for?
Josie, my diamonds. Oh, and the dogs.
Okay. And the dogs.
Oh, and the dogs.
That's how it would be. I'd be out with the diamonds, yes. And Josie would be like, oh, the dogs.
The dogs.
Yes.
Who would play you in the movie of your life?
Oh, wow. Zendaya.
Yes.
That's a great
so
one.
Accurate. Yeah, that's so accurate.
Yes. If you had a spirit animal, what would it be?
A butterfly.
Okay.
Cute. Favorite curse word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And favorite TV show at the moment?
Oh, probably Euphoria.
Oh. I'm surprised you can watch it. I heard it's like...
It took a long time.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mom, you know, so I'm scared about like what these kids are doing. Oof. But then I got really into it, and it's really funny. They're like, there's a lot of humor in there, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to... Now that you've said it's good, I'll probably watch it. Because before, everybody's like, it's so good. I'm like,
And I didn't feel like pressured to binge watch it. So it's like,
oh,
if I took my time.
I heard it should be taking time on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well... Thanks for coming in and chatting
with
us.
Thanks for having me.
It was so
I had
good
fun.
To meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Good.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, fans, you're going to be shitting your pants. Because I was just in studio with us.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to
The Dance Room.
Get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. Follow me at Heather Elizabeth. That's Heather with two R's at the end, Elizabeth with two H's. Don't ask. It's just a mess. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Heather Morris TV.
And you can follow me, Ava, at AvaFlav1. That's the number, not the word, on Instagram.
Make sure to subscribe and leave a nice rating and a 5-star review.
And make sure to spread the word.
Spread that word.
See you next week.
See ya.